You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
We're rolling.
Today is Wednesday, August
19th.
Oh my gosh, my dad was supposed to get married today.
Aw, mazel tov.
Thank you. He's not, though, because of COVID, etc.
I love a good etc.
Yeah, yada yada.
We're halfway through the week and more than halfway through the summer, I believe.
It's been quite a summer, wouldn't you say?
Hope you've been getting your sun, your vitamin D.
Yeah, stash it away for the cold, cold winter that lies ahead, full of seasonal affective disorder.
You know what mid-August has gotten me thinking about? A little event.
What's that? What's an event?
An event is something that used to be held back in the day where people would gather, enjoy something, and usually a common cause. And this particular event was called Strange Day at the Bay. Does that ring a bell?
Sort of. I guess we were supposed to have one of those this year, but because of COVID-19 pandemic, we had to put a pin in it. Did we mention you're listening to Hamiltopia?
Welcome!
Thanks for tuning in, for joining us once again.
This is episode 14?
No, 15.
15, wow.
Yep. Can you believe it? We're missing a special guy today. He's getting his hands wet.
Slippery.
Fathering. Brethren.
That's right, the first Hamiltopia child has entered the world.
Hamiltopia progeny. This episode is dedicated to the newest member of Hamilton.
The newest, strangest member, perhaps.
The strangest kiddo with the strangest parents. But what a lucky kid it is to have these parents.
We can't wait to know ya.
Can't wait to know ya, kid.
So yeah, all these tunes go out to you.
So yes, we will play music that reminds us of strange days at the bay, past and present and future.
Hold tight. Events will return, perhaps.
In the meantime, you can get yourself busy by becoming an ally to the land defenders up at Six Nations at 1492 Landback Lane, where they are wanting a moratorium on development on unceded lands. If you have any extra funds that you're not spending at events that you can spare to send them, they are accepting e-transfers for legal funds because they are getting arrested a couple times here and there. The Gmail is landback6nations@gmail.com, and the 6 is the number 6.
Right on. I'm going to send an e-transfer. It's so easy. Zap it over. All right. Do you want to hit it? Want to hit the first track?
Yeah, let's probably go back to back. That'll make an editing nightmare for you. Okay. Thanks. I'll kick us off with one of my favorite performers of the first Strange Day at the Bay, a very dear friend, Cindy Lee. Magic. You are tuned into Hamiltopia on C101.1. I mean, C101.5!
Thank you. 진솔진일한 진솔쇼란 진솔한 건의 관리
And it is well.
slut is a bitch from a planet called Black Star, just left the mud. You know the word, right? Big Sissy wants to play, wants to fuck, wants to lay. Any place, any hour. Come on, bathe in my golden shower. Advice for all those jilted humans. If it was up to me, I'd let them rot. But then I guess her story wouldn't have a plot. Big Sissy won't stand for weak examples. People at first gotta get it together. You need to start to do better. I think you know right.
Life, and now I'm rich. Cash for life, and now I'm rich.
With Under the Moon, and that song goes out to all the land defenders up in Six Nations. Keep up the good work. Before that, we heard a clip from NASDAQ Jazz Festival from a live set they did at the casino website launch back in January 2018, maybe? 2019? Before that, we heard Cash for Life by Guy Madonna. Before that, we heard Black Supremacist by Big Sissy. Before that, we heard Let It Go by Doom Squad. Before that, we heard Politically Charged Pop Punk Song by Livestock and the Bodies. Before that, we heard Kutandara by Napi Tapi. And to kick off the set, we heard 1 Second to Toe the Line by Cindy Lee. And those were all artists that have played A Strange Day at the Bay in years past. And we're going to miss it this season, but we're going to try to throw something together in the coming weeks, months. Who knows? Stay tuned. I'm going to throw it over to Dallas. What do you got cooking for us, Dallas?
Mid-August. What a sentimental time of the year, isn't it? Trying not to let that summer get away from you. Trying to see your friends. Enjoy the air. Because we all know what's ahead of us. I can't help but reminisce about Strange Day at the Bay and all the great artists that blessed the Space Boob with their amazing sounds. The next artist took the Space Boob as night fell upon us on August 24th, 2019. What followed was an incredible set that no one could have predicted. This is the one and only Eves Jarvis with his new song, Four Props, off his upcoming album, Sun Dry Rock Song Stock.
Follow me, follow me, dreaming, go.
those warm tones you just heard from a Hamiltopia favorite, Eucalyptus, with their great track Triller off their most recent release, Kick It Till You Flip It. Before that, we heard Nappy Tappy with Nuzu. Before that, we heard Trial with Come On. And before that, we heard Eves Jarvis with their brand new song, Four Props. We're going to keep it going. One thing I really love about Strange Day at the Bay is bringing bizarre avant-garde sounds to a place like Bayfront Park, where people from all walks of life are walking around and enjoying the sounds. One of the most wildest groups we ever had was Moose Terrific, featuring Sam Shalabi of the Shalabi Effect, Land of Kush, among other projects, and Tamara Filievich from the amazing Tema Yuge. And then right after that, we're going to hit you with some New Chance, with her hot track, Overworked, from her very hot album, Hardly Working. Keep her locked on Hamiltopia on the Hawk. Thank you.
Thanks for those sweet tunes, Beck.
Thank you, Dallas.
That was fun. We can do it. We can do it without Randy. I mean, the quality takes a huge dip. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, we're currently recording on an iPhone 6. So, or is it even a 6?
I'm not sure. I think maybe. Perhaps.
Anyway. Yeah, you got the new charger. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in to Hamiltopia, and make sure you check us out on Facebook, where you can see all the songs we played. Because surely you have become a fan of one of these artists by now.
And we're still accepting emails of any kind. Sign us up for a mailing list.
Yeah. Our inbox is totally empty. What is our email address again?
Hamiltopia3@gmail.com.
That's right. And that's the number 3. All right. Well... cheers to you.